This is Portugal and Spain culture. My name is Sonia Duncan. Episode number one is here. Our topic today is the island states of the Mediterranean, Malta and Cyprus culture. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Okay, let's get to it. So far in this series one have written about the island states of the Mediterranean states of Malta and Cyprus, and I will end the series with a look at Malta, also referred to as the Mediterranean states. Malta consists of three islands in the eastern Mediterranean, the Isle of Man and the islands of Stromboli and St. Helena. Cyprus is located between Turkey and Egypt and borders Greece, and the Mediterranean is one of only two independent countries. Both island states are located in the eastern Mediterranean, north of the Black Sea and east of Greece. The country covers an area of 3,572 square miles, making it the third largest island in the Mediterranean. Malta consists of three islands, of which only three are inhabited, and several rocky outcrops covering an area of over 316 square kilometers, as well as a small number of smaller islands. The largest island of the archipelago is St. George's Island, which is the capital of the island nation of Malta and its capital Malta. The Pelagian Islands are three small islands covering an area of about 1.5 square kilometers. Geographically, the islands belong to Africa, but are located in the Mediterranean between Italy, where they are 176 kilometers south of the island of Sicily, and Greece. Turkish Kıbrıs Cumhuriyeti, bordering Turkey, Greece, Cyprus, Malta and the Republic of Cyprus to the north and east. The Republic of Cyprus gained independence in 1974 from the United Kingdom, which retained two sovereign base areas. The Republic of Cyprus is divided into two separate states, the Republic and the Commonwealth of Independent States. The area, whose status remains controversial, covers the northern 34% of the island and is known as the Greek Authority of Southern Cyprus. The rule of the Republic over the entire island is rejected by Turkey, Greece, the United States and the European Union. Apart from Turkey, no foreign government in the United Nations recognizes the Republic of Cyprus as a sovereign state with its own constitution and laws. In 1974, the Turkish invasion began. Some 150,000 Turks from Anatolia were invited or decided to settle in the north, and in 1975 they declared independence. The self-proclaimed Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus was founded in 1983 with a population of about 1.5 million people. Cyprus is known as Malta or Greece, and most Turkish Cypriots are Sunni Muslims, but most of them are Orthodox Christians, although the number of church-goers is relatively high. In addition, there are also a large number of Christians from other parts of the Middle East and North Africa in Cyprus. Most of them belong to the Orthodox Church, but also to other religious groups in northern Cyprus, such as the Catholic Church and the Anglican Church in Turkey. Although the number of churchgoers is relatively high, Cyprus may differ from Malta in terms of activities, because Cyprus is much larger than Malta and therefore there is more room for nature that can be forgotten. In particular, Cyprus has mountain ranges such as the Troodos Mountains, which are filled with villages and hiking opportunities in abundance, which Malta unfortunately cannot offer to the same extent. Cyprus and Malta have many things in common when it comes to activities, but their history and culture differ considerably. If you compare Malta and Cyprus and think about what to do, it is worth noting that it will be easier in Malta to get everything in a short time because Malta is so much smaller. However, things are spread out over a much larger area in Cyprus, so it will take longer for everything to be done there than it would in Malta. Malta and Cyprus also have different histories and different historical influences, so you will see significant differences. There is a good chance that you will not get the Ottoman influence in Malta that it has in Cyprus. Malta is inhabited by a large number of people from different ethnic groups and ethnic origins. After that, there was no doubt that if the Ottoman Empire had besieged the island in the 16th century, it would have been able to conquer the country, characterized by megalithic structures that date back to around 3600 BC, as evidenced by the temples of Najdra and Gigi Antia, among others. Mycenaean civilization, which seems to have reached Cyprus around 1600 BC, and several Greek and Phoenician settlements from the Iron Age are to be found on the island. The island was used to expand maritime exploration and trade in the Mediterranean until The Romans expelled the successors of the Carthaginians, and Malta became a commune with Maltese inhabitants. In the Late Bronze Age, the Phoenicians colonized Malta, bringing with them the Semitic language and culture. This migration is told in many legends about how the Greek heroes who took part in the Trojan War came to Cyprus to settle there. In 1500 BC, Cyprus came into contact with Egypt and became an important trading partner of Egypt. The Sea Peoples arrived in Cyprus as settlers and began a process that lasted more than a century until 1200 BC. Thank you all for joining us again on Portugal and Spain culture. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.